deadlines and the like. I'd like to welcome to our first formal figure press conference following the announcement that Gay Mitchell is a presidential candidate. As we said earlier, we have approximately 12.5 weeks campaigning. We get absolutely nothing for granted in this context. We're conscious of the fact that there are candidates in the field for some months now. Our candidate's campaign commences this evening with the candidacy of Gay Mitchell.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for coming in such numbers. I have to say I've had a communication from one of your former colleagues who's a neighbour of mine, and she said that she's between two minds as to whether she's pleased that I will be moving to the Arras. She said she would be personally delighted to meet, but the long way to come to borrow the lawnmower. I'm really pleased with the outcome today. I've been a member of the party since I was 16 and had various posts there, and the party has put this trust in me. I really am very pleased and honoured with that. I want to broaden out my view to the whole of the community. President of Ireland has to be president for all of the people. I want to spend the coming weeks, if you don't mind, Taoiseach, I have booked one hall, one week hall next myself, and I'll my key to that. I want to spend the rest of the time around the country, meeting people, talking to people, and bringing to people the message that I said in the room inside that I would bring. And then when the official campaign comes, I look forward to the debate. I hope it will be about ideas. I hope it will be about the future of our country. I really do believe we're at a crossroads. We're concentrating too much on the economic problems we have. Of course, there are economic problems, and the Taoiseach of the government has to address those. We have serious social problems, and we really have to start asking ourselves, for example, why the suicide rate is the way it is. We have to start getting back to living by principles. All of us, I'm not talking about somebody else, I need to have a look at myself. So I really do want to go about seeking a mandate for the things I said inside in the hall, and to seek that mandate from a broad selection of people. Traditionally in Dublin South Central, as councillor, as TD, and in Dublin as an MEP, I have got support from people more than just the engaged party support. I welcome the engaged party support, and I will be seeking to broaden that out and to achieve the success following on the nomination I've received here today. Thank you all very much.
Taoiseach?
Well, first of all, I want to congratulate Gay Mitchell and his wife and mama on his selection as the Fine Gael candidate to contest this presidential election. I've outlined what I think are the criteria, the challenges that face the next presidency. I've also made the point that this is not Fine Gael's presidency by any right. It has to be earned. From that perspective, Gay Mitchell has within him all of the credentials to make an outstanding president if the people decide to elect him in the October election. I've known Gay Mitchell for almost 40 years. I've known the Mitchell family for that length of time. And in all of those years, they have never espoused anything but decency and diligence and conviction and belief. And Gay Mitchell outlined in his own contribution on many occasions his rise from Inchicore to the levels that he has achieved to date in politics, be it as a councillor, as a Lord Mayor, as a junior minister, as an MEP, and as leader of the delegation to the European Parliament. He now challenges for the ultimate position in the Irish Constitution with Rath of Mahera. I want to wish Gay the very best in what is the ultimate political challenge for him. And I'd like to say that under the direction of the Director of Elections, Deputy Charles Flanagan, Fine Gael will run a professional campaign. We will run a hard-fought campaign from a party standpoint. And irrespective of the economic challenge that the government faces, the party will fight that. But that's not going to be enough to win the presidency. Gay Mitchell has got to reach out to communities, political communities, and people who have not possibly in the past supported our party. This is a time for a different presidency to build on the platform and the President Mary McAleese has put in place. I have publicly commended her and her husband for the outstanding contribution that they have made to the island of Ireland and to the politics of Ireland during the 14 years. And I've publicly commended her for the connection that she brought about in closing the circle of history with the arrival and the visit of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. And Gay Mitchell has all of the qualifications and the credibility to reach out from those platforms for a new dimension to Ireland's international reputation and to the well-being of our people here at home. So from that point of view, I want to wish Gay the very best during this campaign. You will have the 100% support of the entire Fine Gael party in what you do, and I'm so glad to hear each of the three candidates in their contributions say that irrespective of the decision, they will support whoever was nominated. In that context, I want to thank Mairead McGuinness and Pat Cox for contesting this convention, for the efforts that they made, for the contributions that they put forward, and for the connections that they've brought about. And this is a historic day for our party. Never in its history have we had such a large gathering to choose a nominee to contest the presidency and the presidential election. So, the best for you, Gay. Take your week's holidays and be anonymous and enjoy it, because believe you me, when you come back, you better be ready for one hell of a campaign, and in that, you'll have our 100% support. God bless you.
Gay, and if you succeed, you'll have the 100% support.